When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mad Mania Podcast, hosted by Mega Ran, T-Call, Neo X, Rock Knowledge, and me, G1 to the Rescue, is brought to you by Random Beats, the Steel Cage Network, and Geekscape.net. Remember, wrestling is fun, and please keep your shoulders off the mat. And now, the show.
Random Beats presents Mad Mania Podcast, the Southwest authority on wrestling, hip-hop, and everything in between.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Hey, yo.
I'm the bad guy.
Sir, hey, yo. Did you come to see those other podcasts? Or did you come to see MMP?
Hey.
Yes, indeed. We started off saying, someone said defund the USPS. We actually need to fund the USPS. So please let your friends know that we need to actually get them funding and resources.
Hey, is C-Bar in retribution?
Shut up, C-Bar. Not to be confused with T-Bar.
C-Bar, you're in retribution, sir.
Hey, yo, so... This is episode 192 of the Mad Mania Podcast. You know, the Southwest's authority on hip-hop, wrestling, and everything in between.
Yeah.
As always, we are all here, all in together, to bring you the week in everything, particularly wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm Aaron. We got Rock Knowledge over here. We got G1 to the Rescue over here. We got T-Call down there. And we got Theo Neo X right there. And it's a pleasure to be back and to see all of you gentlemen. So before we get into
back
the
together and it feels good.
That ain't how the song goes, but I like it.
Reunited.
That's a remix.
Feel so good. So, yo, I just want to talk to my brothers real quick. See how y'all doing this week, man. How is everybody? How y'all? How's your week been?
Man, my week's been all right, actually. Prior to logging into the podcast, I just left a studio session. I've been at the Salt Mine last couple weeks working with a female R&B artist by the name of Audrey Powell. Shout out to my boy Aaron for bringing me in on that. But yeah, man, it's been cool. It's been refreshing. I love rappers, but man, it's refreshing to, you know, help somebody else with some singing shit besides just myself. So that helps out.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Rock Knowledge.
Here.
How's your week been, man?
It's been all right. You know, work has been work, but it's Thursday night. Tomorrow's Friday. Looking forward to relaxing this weekend. Enjoying a few libations at some point, I'm sure. So, yeah, man, it's been chilling.
Working. Hey, I still got that thing for you if you're trying to come by this weekend and get it.
Yeah, I got Saturday open, so I'll
okay.
Make that happen.
I'm not super open, but I can make it work to get you this.
We'll make it work.
I got a laptop at the crib, and, you know, I don't want it to go to waste. I actually have a monitor, too, if anybody needs, like, a 22-inch monitor. Let me know. Yeah. So, yeah, man, it's been a week, but, you know, we still here. We back.
Yeah.
Neo, how's your week been, man?
It's been pretty busy work-wise. You know, just doing my thing. I like the fact that the days are getting, are longer now. So that means I can start riding my bike. So I'm going to do that definitely this weekend. I got to go take my car to emissions this weekend too. So I'm not really excited for that because I got to renew my registration. But, you know, it took some time.
I've never had to do that since I've been out here, which is weird.
Yeah.
It just happened to fall in, like my car was at a certain age or whatever. Because, like, in Pennsylvania, you don't ever have to do that. Like, oh, no, you have to do it every year, actually.
Yeah.
So here, you only have to do it if the car is 5 years old or something like that, right?
Right. Or
something like that, yeah. So, yeah. You got to do it every year. What was that, T?
We don't have to do it in Detroit either.
Okay. Yeah, we do it every year, and it's really annoying. Like, it's around the same time every year. The lines be long because everybody got to do it, and it just sucks.
Yeah, back home, I completely forgot what the situation with that is, but it just feel like everything is either taxed or you always waiting on a line to do some shit in Chicago, or waiting in a line, rather. So, yeah, it's too much.
Oh, and another thing, too, my buddy Zach and I are trying to do another show. So if anybody's interested, we watch stupid movies on TubiTV.com.
Oh,
live on Twitch.
So yeah, a cast of the pod variety. Is that what you're saying this is?
Yeah. So we recorded the last episode. So therefore, I got to find out which network wants to take us up.
All right. Okay. That's crazy right now. All right.
Oh, so
I popped in on you guys last weekend. What were you watching? That looked ridiculous.
We were watching Gappa, the Triphibian Monster.
What the fuck is a Triphibian?
So a Gappa is like
a member of Retribution.
There it is.
Oh, shit.
I was like trying to watch. I thought it was like a big egg, and then it cracked, and then like this monster came out, and yeah, it was wild, bro.
Yeah, so I mean, he and I are looking to do that every Friday on my Twitch, which is twitch.tv/NeoX. Mm-hmm. We don't have a set schedule because of work. However, we try to do it like around 8 or 9 in the evening. I usually get pretty loaded. And our next movie is
actually allowed to get drunk on Twitch.
Well, I'll cover it up.
I could be wrong. They can see you like sipping a lot, but you can be drunk, you know.
So then maybe I should just get an extra long straw.
There you go. Or just pour them into
it. Put it in a Sprite bottle. Sprite bottle. Mm-hmm.
All right. Like. Throw it in one of these in my new canteen.
Hey,
we're gonna watch the bootleg version of Thor End of Days this Friday.
You can always put it in a brown paper bag, man. That's cool.
Straight hobo.
Nobody will know what it is. Slip it out of brown paper bag. I just posted something. I posted everybody's Twitch channel. So what I need you guys to do, if you are watching us live, please follow the homies on Twitch who have Twitch pages. We're trying to get everybody to affiliate status, which means I don't know what the number of followers you need for that. But it's simple. Doesn't cost you any money. Just click that follow on twitch.tv/NeoX and twitch.tv/G1 to the rescue. Follow the homies. Let's get them a few, I don't know, an extra 10 or 15 at the end of the show. I'd appreciate it so much.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate everybody that's been watching the random music streams. I feel like I have just like the house of hits where people come over and get tracks and shit like that. And so that's been really dope. I have yet to do some gaming related stuff, but that'll be coming up soon. I've done some stuff for the platform. I did do a Matt Mania special report yesterday when some cool news came out, so which I'm sure we'll obviously talk about today. But yeah, man, my Twitch is a variety of things, so thank you for fucking with me for sure, and please fuck with Ran and NeoX as well.
Absolutely. All right, so Teak, how's your week been, man? Hello.
Great story.
He muted himself.
Compelling and rich.
Yo, man, it's been all right, man. Pretty low.
Pretty low. Staying low key.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
I hear you. I hear you. You had yourself muted. Okay. I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, man. Work's slow. Work is slowed down. So, yeah, work's slowed down. So that's good. And I also, as I was talking about in the chat, signed a new contract at my job, so I got a raise. So that's good.
Pay that money.
Ducks and dives in Arona. My mom got her second vaccine shot, so you know, hopefully she won't turn into a zombie. And
right. Blessings.
Yeah, man.
That is the hope, sir.
Word up. That's what's up.
My mom. Did your mom get hurt yet, Rand?
She did. I had struggled to get it, but she got it. And she got an appointment for her next one, which is next month. So we're gonna make that happen. And my week's been like the opposite of low key. I'm working my ass off. That's really what it is. It's crazy, but you know, it's good. I think what's coming out of the work is good, but like this last few months have been like maybe some of my busiest months in a while. And it's in a good, for a good reason. Like I've had a lot of dope opportunities come around that I just have to work to make good on. I was told a long time ago by my OG, I-Rock, aka Rockadala. He was like, yo, you got to find a way to be a yes man. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, when somebody says, hey, do you know how to do that? Or do you know somebody who can do that? You got to be the guy who would be like, I can find out, you know, or I can try. You know, nobody wants to be around.
I'll find you the answer.
Man, I don't know. I don't know that. What? I don't know. You know, like a person who constantly never knows is of no value. So even if I don't know, I'm going to try to find out. So that's always my thing. When somebody mentions a need that's around me, it's like, man, I got somebody, or I need this job, that I need this thing. I don't know. We just got finished talking about not knowing video editing. I don't know video editing, but I can learn. You know what I'm saying? So that's all it's been. It's just learning new stuff, which has been real fun, but also hectic. So, yeah, last night we did the beat battle, which was a lot of fun. Not really a lot of work, but a lot of just button pressing and behind the scenes wrangling. You know how that goes. But yeah, it's been dope, man. So I got two more days of really hard work.
That's an offer.
What's that?
You also just became a recent author, so.
That's true. That's true, man. So thank you to everybody who's been picking up the book. Dream Master, it is out. It is everywhere now. Please pick it up. I appreciate it. Dreammasterbook.com. And yeah, I got to go to the post office tomorrow and do my weekly mailings. And they're going to hate me. But that's how it goes. But it's all good. So, yo, before we get into the world of wrestling, we want to do some putovers, man. And so let's get started on that. I would like for everyone in the audience to, if you have a putover, please let us know either on Twitch, on Facebook, on Twitter, hashtag the putover, and whatever you're into, please let us know outside the world of wrestling. We love wrestling, but we can't watch wrestling 24/7. We can't. They trying to make us watch wrestling
24/7. Say, leave it up to AEW.
Bro, they trying. There's literally a show every night of the week. And sometimes multiple shows. So
still no Thursday show.
Not yet. Watch. MLW probably got a TV deal in nowhere. Like, yo, Thursday's open. Let's go. Man, remember SmackDown on Thursdays? That was my favorite day.
Where the Thursday show?
SmackDown Thursday was a shit.
It was fire. Those we are Thursdays. The Thursday show. We're the only thing going on Thursdays.
Thursdays. Matt made the podcast.
By the way, tweet. Facebook, post to your friends, tell them that we're live right now, send a link over to them, the people you love who love wrestling or just love having good conversation. We love to have them join us. So it's the putover right now. I'm gonna put over the thing that I've been basically talking about all day today because I finally got a chance to play it. It is the Retromania wrestling game, which is out officially in a few hours.
Hey,
not on consoles yet. They got a few weeks for some coding issues, but it's classic old school, good old fun wrestling. And, I'm really, really into it. I'm loving it. I beat the first, I guess half of the, career mode with Johnny Retro. And, it's super fun. You get to turn your back on everybody and, yeah, man, it's dope.
How are the controls?
Yeah, that's Johnny Nitro. The controls are, it's pretty simple. It's It's just like a light punch or a light, you know, a light attack, a medium attack, and a hard attack. And then once you grab somebody, you can do a light grapple up, down, left, or right, or a lower medium up, down, left, right. Yeah. So you get.
Here's my question, because I've only played Fire Pro Wrestling with you because I don't have a PlayStation. I have Xbox. Would the controls be similar?
Not. Well, quite. Well, maybe, but it's not as timing based. Like Fire Pro, you gotta, like, as soon as you lock up, hit the button. Nah, it's just more old school button mashing.
So we can really get down, because that was the only issue I had with Fire Pro, was that it was hella like timing based.
Yeah.
This is like straight up arcade style. Like, I want to play.
Yeah, game. Retro.
I got my copy now. So yeah, I'm definitely might be playing. I might play that tonight.
Yeah, straight, like it's straight retro fest. So like, if you're locking up, you got to smash that button to win the crap.
Oh, hell yeah!
To get out the pin or to get out a submission, you got to.
You know they got an arcade machine now for Retro Mania that they put in. I almost want the fucking arcade machine.
Like, I do.
All right, so that's my put over. Retromania is tomorrow. It is dope. It's $24.99. And because it's a little late on consoles, they left the $24.99 pre-order price still there. It's going to go to $29 when it's available. But get it, man. Only knock I say it's not online, or at least not yet. But other than that, it's going to be the first DLC added character is friend of the show, Chris Bay.
Yes, sir.
It's a good lineup. It's good fun. The comment, like the writing is just strictly for like wrestling fans. You'll see things in there you love. And, I like it.
Just recently announced James Storm as part of the game too. He's a later DLC coming up.
Yeah.
Sorry about your damn look.
Tell him what happened when you played Cobb for the first time.
Yeah. Yo. Cobb went nuts, dude. He blasted me. So, trying to beat, man, the, I don't think you were there when I had to try to do Nick Aldis to win the NWA title.
Mm.
Dog, it was 2 out of 3 falls, and he was just on turbo the whole time. Just throwing me around, breaking out of every move. It was insane. So, it's a good challenge, but it's good arcade style fun. You know, slapping buttons, you don't have to worry about too much timing. It's just very simplified gameplay, and you'll like it, I think. So that's my put over. G1, you should go next. What you got?
Yes, sir. My put over today, ironically, we have here comes a new challenger to the streaming world, in the form of the successor of CBS All Access, which will be known as Paramount Plus, which is actually launching March 4th. Paramount Plus, of course, is the brainchild of Viacom CBS, which obviously owns Nickelodeon, MTV, BET, Showtime, Comedy Central, etc., yada, yada, yada. So content on this thing is finna be crazy. Now, I'm thinking it's just finna be one of those best of type services. But they're doing a lot of original content that they're about to launch. One of the things that we learned is on the Nickelodeon side of things, they have a expanded universe for Avatar: The Last Airbender, which is about to be starting, which what they're starting with is a full-length animated film, which I'm really excited about that. I'm an Avatar fan. So that's going to be really dope. What else did we hear? There were like a multitude. Oh, Rugrats reboot. Go ahead.
Sorry, I just saw something on Twitter saying that Halo, the video game, is going to have an adaptation as well on Paramount.
Yes, there will be a Halo TV series coming to Paramount Plus in 2022. So, and you know what? They've talked about that for the longest. I guess nobody just knew where it was going to.
Yeah, now we know. Years.
Hell yeah. So,
it's about time.
So that's coming up. Oh, and then also I heard yesterday that there's a reboot to Yo MTV Raps coming also to Paramount Plus, which is really dope. No host announced yet, but it is going to be a very similar format to where they'll have like live performances and they'll do interviews, this, that, and the third. You got to wonder what that's going to feel like in 2021, but I look forward to it. You know, a little taste of, you know, when that was all we had to like see music videos and cool people and stuff like that. I hope they really focus on, like, you know, the MCs. Like, we don't have Rap City the Basement no more. Yeah. So, like, I really want to see more, like, cats that don't get a whole lot of, like, room to shine like that, and for their videos and their stuff to be displayed. So, but yeah, man, Paramount Plus is offering a crazy solution for all of the various brands owned by Viacom CBS. It is launching on March 4th for $9.99. By June, there will be a
so you're commercial. You're getting it regardless then. You're not even going to give it a second thought.
No. Plus, all the Star Trek shit is there, and I have CBS All Access, so they just don't change my shit to Paramount Plus anyway. So
I was about to knock the foot over the fact that you haven't experienced it yet. But knowing that you're going to get it already for things that you know you're going to like.
Yeah. Technically, if you have CBS All Access, you kind of have experienced it, but it's about to get super crazy now that all the brands are colliding. So will
your membership to CBS All Access be good for that?
Yes, that is correct. Okay. So if you have CBS All Access, all they doing is just updating you to Paramount Plus. Like I said, right now it's $9.99. Also, if you don't mind advertisements, by June there will be a $4.99 ad-supported version, you know, for the cheap folks. So be on the lookout for that. Paramount Plus, they're worthy contenders.
So, hey, guys, in the podcast,
how many
streaming services are y'all willing to pay for at this point?
This is the question. Right now, I got them all, bro, except
damn.
I don't have Showtime. But that's funny.
You ain't really missing much. Honor.
Well, like Showtime's coming to Paramount Plus now.
So wait, they're coming to Paramount Plus?
Remember, Viacom CBS owns Showtime, so all that content is going to be part of that too. Nickelodeon, MTV, BET, Showtime, Comedy Central, like everything. That's what I'm saying. They're a worthy contender to something along the lines of an HBO Max because they own various, you know, they got various things up under them. So it's like, really, it's HBO Max, sound like Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, and Netflix.
Yo, it's so much.
The question is, how many are you going to have? So that's three,
right.
That's
so
work. Got Hulu, that's five.
Damn, right now, what do I have right now?
WWE, Hulu, you got Netflix, you got what else? Peacock. I don't know.
I pay for three and I share three. So I pay for WWE Network. First of all.
Hey, wait, quiet. He's my plug first of all. My plug, be quiet over here.
So I paid for WWE Network, which Rand watches from time to time. I paid for Disney Plus. And I paid for what the hell? HBO Max.
At this point, are you almost paying as much as cable?
I save $20 less. I save only $20.
You know what you're not paying for by not having cable is the random fees they would tack on to your bill.
Yeah, and all
the fees were crazy.
And all the equipment and all that bullshit that you don't need nowadays. They hit you with the equipment. Hey, we got
to tell you that shit when they say that $100 bundle. Then your bill's like $150.
They gotta bring a box to you and charge you for that.
Right.
Yeah.
They tried to get me with that on the internet side. I bought my own modem and router.
what I learned that what Cox does they get you into that promotional package. And then after the promotion, like, you have to renegotiate another rate. It's ridiculous. It's a freak on what they do.
Yeah, we were talking about that in the group chat, that, like, you got to, like, periodically check in to these people and make them give you the discount rate of the moment, or else they're just going to get you forever. So it's less headache.
This is still crazy
to get a couple.
Because G1 said that he has three, and he shares three, and he's still only paying 20 less. So if he was paying for all six that he uses, he would be paying more than cable.
Yeah, pretty much.
Correct.
Pretty much. That's my girl. She said, yeah, it's cable all over again. Yeah, shout out to Lori.
It absolutely is. Everybody's overcharging, and I think what you need to do is, you know, have a Jesus moment in your group chats, folks.
Yeah. That's
what needs to happen. Everybody in your group chats needs to determine what they have and what they're willing to share. As of now, I think all of the, I'm literally telling you to steal, this is correct, but don't, as far as I know, none of them are cutting off like multiple uses, right?
You
know, not yet. I mean, they're going to have to catch me if they can. Like, talk to your group chats, folks. Be like, hey, who's getting Paramount Plus?
I mean, I have HBO Max. If somebody wants to share their Disney Plus with me.
Got you. I got you. Because I'll cancel my HBO Max. Yeah. Find friends, though. You got group chats. You send memes around all day. Y'all need to be collecting and saving money and pooling your resources to enjoy TV.
And real quick, here's another.
That's why I haven't watched the WandaVision, because I don't have Disney Plus.
Oh man, we gotta put you on.
You could have asked me. No. I don't know why you ain't asked me.
Hashtag you know I Disney Plus.
Mr. Hall, as much as you be over here, boy, all you had to do was ask me, man. Anyway. Yeah. Here's another great way that you can save money on your streaming services. If you're like me and you're greedy and you just want everything, another way that you can do it, the shit that you know you want, pay for it for a year up front. Go to Target, go to Walmart, get the year prepaid card. And just, you know, okay, so I got a year Netflix, I got a year Hulu, I got a year of this. And you pay that one time, and you ain't got no random shit coming out your car throughout the year.
True.
That it's the easiest thing in the world. Just pay for the streaming services that you know you want up front, and then the rest, yeah, share and whatever else. Like that's the
actually easiest way. I'm gonna add on that, especially if any company offers you a little discount to do a year up front or 6 months up front, just do it. Just do it.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? It makes sense. Just do it. Like, you're going to forget, you're going to wind up paying more, you're going to let it lapse. Like, you're going to, you know, you might as well.
I'm about to do that for plugins. I'm about to do that for arcade and Rolling Cloud.
Yeah. Especially. Because, yo, especially Disney right now, like, I just read something. Disney has new content coming, like, every week for the rest of the year.
Oh, God, they have. Right?
It's about to get crazy. So, if you have Disney Plus, get the year. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? So yeah, or crowdfund the streaming costs.
I feel that same way about HBO Max.
Yeah.
And it's pretty expensive at $14.99.
Right? Yeah, HBO Max is a little high.
So much content, man.
I can't lie, but it's a lot, man. They got something for everybody. They really do. Like Disney, I ain't gonna lie, Disney Plus got like four shows, but when it comes, HBO got like everything.
See, I bet you differ with...
They got original content. They have so much original content. It's like, if you never watched The Sopranos, which I never have, or The Wire, or anything, like, they have all that shit, plus they're still making new shit. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, here's
the, how is like, that even possible?
Man, I tried to go back and watch The Wire, and it was... I tried to go back and watch The Wire, and they don't have it. It's not updated. Like, it's grainy.
Oh, it's like the
beginning seasons, and it threw me out of it because I didn't watch it when it came out.
Oh man, you need to just look past that shit because the first couple, man.
Yeah, so I'm like Sliders came out in 95 and I still watch it on Peacock. No, it's not. It's nowhere near the quality of my TV, but I don't give a fuck. I know that's Quinn Mallory, but I was going to say that, I beg to differ with Disney Plus because I'm an old like 90s Saturday morning cartoon nerd. So a lot of the old like Marvel cartoons I used to watch, like the Silver Surfer cartoon, the Fantastic Four cartoon, the old Iron Man cartoon, Gargoyles, like I sit up and get high and watch that shit all the time. So Disney Plus was very much a godsend for me outside of the main shit.
Yeah, I can't lie.
Series.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah, man, fucking X-Men, yeah, yeah. Come on,
X-Men was the first thing I watched on it. So yeah, we I definitely feel like it's worth it. So, but when you start getting up into I think it was C-Bar, the homie C-Bar, who said 4 max. I think you just got to do 4 max. You can't go any more than that. If you're doing more than that, you're doing it wrong. If you have more than 4 services you're paying for, please ask your friends. Trade off. All right. So that was a real good put over, but also a real good conversation. But
thank you.
Let's get to Neo.
Hey, what it do, y'all? Speaking of streaming services, I started watching Amend: The Fight for America on Netflix. It's hosted by Will Smith, and it goes into the. I'll read the little synopsis here. It looks at the evolving, often lethal fight for equal rights of America through the lens of the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment. It's really good so far. It's a 6-episode series. We're currently on episode 2.
Hosted by Will Smith, right?
It's not about Will Smith. It's narrated by Will Smith.
No, I said hosted by Will Smith.
I thought you said it was about. My bad.
No, hosted.
Yeah, so it is hosted by Will Smith. And so, like episode 1 is called Citizen. And it talks about Frederick Douglass and how he became just a pivotal voice for the slavery. Or not the slaves until later. He just became a voice for the slaves and therefore, you know, able to really sway the nations to, ultimately, you know, abolish slavery. And in episode 2 is about, like, it's called Resistance, and it goes into, you know, what you really got to fight for, you know? So it really goes deep, and I'm currently on episode 3, which is looking like it's about, Martin Luther King. And the protests. So I can't wait to watch. Every episode is about 50 plus minutes. So yeah, it's a great show. So far, so good. 2 down, 4 to go. I'm all about it. So yeah, you know, if you get a chance, watch Amend: The Fight for America. It's on Netflix.
Amend. All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Teak, did you put over?
No, I haven't done my put over yet.
Oh, please do, sir.
So, my putover is the All Death YouTube channel and a show that they do on there called Great Taste. So, that's like, if nobody watches All Death or doesn't know who they is, like Kev on stage, he's part of All Death. Mm-hmm. And it's just a bunch of, like, comedians.
All the time. That,
yeah, so... So that's what they do on Great Taste, because it's basically like they all like argue over what's the best something, like what's the best candy bar or something like that. So while they're up there trying to explain why it's the best,
like a snacks podcast. Just,
well, it's like you go to the podium and you try to explain why yours is the best, and while you up there, everybody is talking shit about you. So they don't really care about your argument, because it's like. You're up there and you're like, yo, I like marshmallows because they're big and fluffy. And they're like, no, nigga, you big and fluffy. Like, shit like that.
That sounds about right. That sounds like some All Deaf. I subscribe to the All Deaf music, the All Deaf comedy, and the All Deaf cannabis pages. And I watch Great Taste from time to time. Definitely a good choice, too.
Yeah, so like Kev on stage, dope boy, Tony Parker. Like, I follow Tony Parker on Instagram as well. It's just funny. Like, I'm
talking about the French dude that played for the Spurs. Tony Parker? Are you talking about Tony Baker?
Tony Baker.
Yeah.
Because he's part of that. here's the crazy part, though. Speaking of Kev on stage, Kev on stage, in my opinion, is the Mega Ran of comedy, of internet comedy, because you're talking about a nigga who's completely Christian. He does his best not to cuss. He'll be risque. You know, he's regular, but he tries his best not to cuss or whatever. He'll say nigga from time to time, but that's it. But for him to hold his own and to be in those same rooms with guys like me that just fly off the handle and say whatever it is they gotta say and still be naturally funny, mm-hmm. At the same time, in the midst of Kev on stage is funny as heaven. Kev on stage is funny as heaven. And so for him to be able to hold his own, like watching Roast Me and him holding his own against Craig Smith and Brandon Davis and Patrick Cloud and some of these other dudes, I'm like, that shit is hilarious, man.
It's impressive, man. He's dope. He's dope. Yeah.
Right. Like, but the thing is, I think that comes from growing up and, you know, dissing and doing the dozens and things like that. Because when you were kids and doing that, or when you do that, it's not about how much you curse. That's not what makes it funny or talking about someone. Mm-hmm. Like, you still have to be funny. You still have to be observational and be able to say something about the situation. So, yeah, you can't just be like, oh, fuck you. Like, that's not going to get it done.
Look, we'll do a Twitch roast one day. I would love to do. Wouldn't that be fun, y'all? Yeah. Are we all bros enough to do a Matt Mania Twitch roast? Come on.
I need some drinks in me for that.
Well, I got heat for every person in this.
You talking about a snap session?
Yeah, I got heat for everybody.
Oh, Lord.
I got heat for everybody, bro. Man. You know where I'm from.
You're going to take me back to high school with the stairs, yo. That's all we did was do this.
Yo. How many fans, how many of y'all want to see that? Matt Mania Podcast, killer, Twitch roast? That would be, boy, let's go.
Fucking killer.
Let's get high. Let's go.
I was this young man in front of you in school, so trust me, I got the jokes.
Oh, man, listen. I didn't got kicked out the classroom many a times for having the whole class laugh. So we can do this. We didn't even wait till the lunchroom. We did it in class.
We could do a whole episode. It's just us talking shit.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
Where'd Neo go?
I don't know. What the fuck?
Patreon. Patreon exclusive.
Yeah, hell yeah. Patreon exclusive. You gotta pay for that.
Yeah, that's the Patreon exclusive.
Right. If you wanna see me get talked about, you gotta pay for that.
For real. I'm gonna bust out my A content. Pay that money.
Yeah, we got to pay that money.
Oh, man.
That is pay content.
Speaking of Patreon, I gotta get paid.
Always in need of your contributions. We're giving you a extra episode a week plus bonus stuff whenever we work on anything wrestling related. You get it first, and sometimes you get it exclusively. So, patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast and pay that money. All right, that was my cheap, shameless plug. Threw that in there.
There he is.
I just got. Rock, you didn't do your put over, right?
Not yet. No, I have not.
You got one last, but certainly not least. What you got?
Yeah, I'm putting over album that came out last Friday. I've had this shit in rotation since Friday. It is Jim Jones, Harry Fraud, the Fraud Department. Man, Jimmy's on a run, bro. Ooh. Like, Jimmy dropped El Capo last year, dropped Capo Part 2. Late last year, earlier this year, and then dropped the Fraud Department. This shit is hard, man. This shit is super dope.
And Jones been my dude for years. I love this run he's on right now.
And then knowing he's got it, I think he has like two or three more coming out that he's been talking about. He's got one with Hit-Boy. He's got one with Hitmaker. So I'm with it, man. Like I'm saying, Jimmy's like 3 for 3 on his last three releases, in my opinion. So. Check out the Fraud Department. Harry Fraud is dope.
Harry Fraud is on the mic has been. I haven't seen improvement like that in hip hop. Yeah. To be honest, over the 10+ years that he's been
better with age, man.
Yeah, he just gets better and better, and like I liken it back to, I don't know. I think of guys who have really improved over the years, like Fat Joe. I feel like hit that stride.
Yep, still dope.
A lot of folks from that era. But yeah, man, dude, Jim just is killing it right now. Like, I can't even say, like, there's nobody making East Coast hard rap music like him.
It's good. It's good. Like,
good song structure. Good. Like,
it's good drug dealer coke music. Like, coke and drug raps are only good when it's like really well done. Cause it's so cliche and easy to do. And there's a lot of bad, like, coke rap out there. This does not fall into that category. This is some good drug rap. Like, I like that. I like this shit, man.
I think my favorite song on the album is Luxury Lies with him and somebody by the name of Big Body Best.
That's Action Bronson's cousin.
Oh, wow. That's dope. I fuck with Luxury Lies.
I like Ann Viola,
Barry White.
Conway kills this feature on this project, too. Conway kills the people.
When is Kanye not kill anything?
Conway, not Kanye.
No, I heard you. I said Conway. I know who you're talking about. Conway the Machine. This guy? Yes. I know exactly who you're talking about.
He called sideways.
Because Kanye got his own problems to deal with.
We don't talk about him on this podcast. We're signing
papers.
We don't really discuss him on this podcast. So we are moving
That's
forward.
What I'm putting over. Fraud department.
Fraud department. Go grab that, man. If you want to hear some good old fashioned East Coast rap from a street perspective, that's doing it.
And hey, before we get into the recap of Elimination Chamber and whatnot, big happy birthday, the big 7-2 to Nate. Nate is 72 years old today, so salute to the God, Ric Flair, still styling and profiling.
Unbelievable.
Still taking women to just the top of Space Mountain, Lacey Evans.
That's right. Oh, she's giving them a different type of woman's right.
Yeah.
Man. Happy birthday to Nietzsche.
Yeah.
So let's get it started. Let's start with the Elimination Chamber.
The baby ain't here.
It's Andrade's.
Ooh, spicy.
That would be spicy.
That's a hot take. I mean, if it gets him on TV.
Yo, anything at this point, yes, let that be Andrade's baby.
If it gets him on TV, I'm all right.
That makes me so mad that Andrade's not on TV.
Yeah, man. It could be little Carlos could be inside of Lacey Evans right now.
All right, so... Since we have so much wrestling to talk about, this Monday, Wednesday, I'm going to quickly run through the Elimination Chamber and mainly talk about the actual chamber matches.
Okay.
I thought the SmackDown Chamber match was fire.
Absolutely.
Like, so good. Like, better than the Raw one and super entertaining. Some weird decisions, though. Like, I was rooting, I don't know. Did the person you wanted to win? I mean, it didn't matter because they were going to go to Roman and get squashed. But...
My guy
thought it was going to happen.
Not my guy.
Rock. No, who did you have?
Cesaro,
same.
I want Cesaro to get that push, man.
But would you have wanted him to get that squash that Daniel Bryan got?
No.
Well, when you put it like that, no. Because
Cesaro like, to
stood
win.
Up and then died.
Cesaro.
Yeah, they were going to get killed. It didn't matter. And DB is the guy who I think could handle it the most, and it wouldn't affect
him. It's not going to hurt Daniel Bryan.
Exactly. Teak, did this go the way you thought it was going to go?
That totally shocked me because I thought that, and I'm sure everybody else thought that they were going to... No, I thought it was going to cool down and that they were going to have the match later in the evening. I didn't know Roman was just going to come out right after that and pick the bones.
That's heel shit, though. That's good heel booking.
Yeah, very, very... perfect heel move to be like,
yeah, like not right after. Now. Like, I thought that they would have built it up. I thought they would have built it up throughout the night and you know, talk about it and say, yo, you know, keep flashing back to like Daniel Bryan in the dressing room, like being hurt, like building up to that match. But no, just let's get it done. They ain't got time to waste.
Nah. I felt like that a lot. A lot of things moved a little faster in this show than I thought they would. And that was one where it's like, nah, Roman might not even have broke a sweat. He just came out, did his thing. Scraped up the bones and took care of business. So I think if that was going to be the plan, of course, then that was the best winner was. Sure. But it kind of feels crazy to be like, yo, go out there and fight for 50 minutes. 5-0 and it's not gonna matter. You know what I'm saying? But I think about it that way, I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
One of the best things about this pay-per-view, man, was the fact that it was only five matches.
Cesaro still getting pushed,
the two chamber matches. But man, having a five match main card pay-per-view, they should do that more often, unless it's like WrestleMania. I don't need to see like 12 like matches. The next thing. Yeah, just have five good matches and that's it.
I will say though, Daniel Bryan in the beginning kind of had me convinced because he put him immediately into like the yes spot. And I'm like, oh, something's going to happen. No, it didn't happen. Like,
nah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was a slick ploy. It was like, oh, we've got a plan for him. But yeah, his plan was to take these punches to the face.
What about the
Roman UFC'd his ass?
Yeah, he did.
What about the spear and the point heard around the world following Roman's victory?
Yeah, I was hoping Rand would have came to me next because I sure was going to talk about that.
Yeah, I wanted to. So, G1, if you want to give some thoughts on that, did Edge pick the right guy? And is this the move you want to see?
It's not the move I want to see because, you know, I'm only going from a wrestling perspective. I don't care about smart booking and all that shit. It's people in NXT I would actually want his to go against.
Christ.
But but at the end of the day, for, you know, money for money's sake,
I got my already score on though. I'm gonna do some smart booking.
Right. Money for money's sake, we already knew what it was going to be. The spear versus spear lineup, why wouldn't you? And Edge practically flooring him with a spear. Like, if you've complained about Edge's spears in the past, I think that was probably the best one. I think he pulled a good one out. He threw all shoulder in that man that day.
It was a good one. It was not a hug down.
He did him like he did Elias when he made that appearance at SummerSlam a couple of years ago. So yeah, like Edge, this more aggressive Edge, this gruffier.
God, I would want an Edge better spear.
Yeah, this gruffier, gritty Edge is, if you're gonna pick a perfect time to put him up against a heel Roman, this is fine. This is perfectly fine. It's what I expected, and it's what I figured was going to happen. And like Teak said, makes for a perfect shirt, spear versus spear. Everybody will have one, WWE shop and all that good shit.
Print it. It's a shirt.
Print it now.
They'll make that for sure.
Easy. Too easy.
Yeah.
So we can briefly talk about Lashley losing that title and how
I can see you saying like spear versus spear on the front, and then it's got the fight card on the back.
Oh yeah, I can see that. They're gonna totally do that.
Hard shirt.
So Lashley loses his title. He's mad. He's pissed. The bro gets his US title, first title in WWE, I think. And
I'm all about that. That was dope.
And that was cool to see. And it kept Lashley strong, sorta.
Because Lashley didn't lose.
He didn't.
I mean, yeah, you all got the photo, bro it up.
And he was on his feet. He got hit on the back with a you know, a crutch. Fair. Or crutch. But, like, he was on his feet looking in the ring when it happened. So I was like, oh, it made him look kind of, that was kind of Wile E. Coyote on that. Like, it's maybe if he just
it's
wasn't.
Okay, though, because it's okay, though, man, because we know he's going for bigger. He's got bigger fish to fry.
So that's exactly when it happened. We were watching it together in the Discord, and I was like, yeah. if this means Lashley goes up, I'm fine, you know. But his whole run has been super dominant. So, Rock.
Yeah, I can actually say for the first time in a long time, I am actually very interested in Bobby Lashley. And this is to no fault of his own. Prior to the Hurt Business, he was booked terribly. The shit with Lana was terrible. With the little dude with the glutes, that shit was awful. Nobody fucked with him.
He was just dominating blondes.
But this Lashley. Hurt Lashley.
Yes, he was.
Lashley.
But the Hurt Business, man, like, this faction, he's done.
He needs Leo right now.
I think Leo would be great with him now.
Well, yeah, a little too late, though.
It's too late, but yeah, main event right. Bobby would be dope.
Main event Bobby, that's dope, man. Like I'm hoping Bobby goes over and gets that strap because I could have swore he never won the heavyweight title in his first run. for some reason.
Did he want ECW or something?
He did win the ECW title. He had that for a minute.
That don't count, though. I mean, it does, but it don't.
He also had, like, TNT titles, too.
Yeah, but like, he never held the WWE title.
So, so before I get into what I think is going to happen, I just wanted to say, I named this... at least the stream of this episode, I named it Miz Appreciation Day.
Okay.
Because I'm going to get on my soapbox and tell you all why it's a great thing that the Miz is champion. And
let's go.
He's awesome, Miz, first of all.
Is
he's the Marine.
Awesome. All right. There's been, I'll just go through a little bit of the stats, but the most important one is the Miz is now the only two-time Grand Slam champion.
Wow.
Which means he's the only person to win every title more than once.
Wow.
Now, there's what? Five? I don't know. There's a few of them. But Shawn Michaels, I think. Kofi.
Kurt Angle.
Angle, probably.
Jeff Hardy.
Jericho.
Jericho, Hardy. And that's it. I think there's like five. Yeah. But like none of them have done multiple runs at those things.
He's a two-time Money in the Bank successful cash-in winner too, right?
Damn. Even more. Like Miz has so many spots that nobody will touch.
He has Miz slammies too.
Hall of Famer?
First ballot Hall of Fame.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah. First ballot. And I never would have thought this when he came in. We were like, this guy's a joke.
I mean, the skull crushing finale is still a move that you can still be safe doing at 60. So, he gonna make sporadic appearances. It's like, oh, the legendary skull crushing finale. It's like Jeff Jarrett giving a stroke to somebody right now.
Yeah. Also, think about how the Miz has, I don't think, ever been injured. Like, this dude has been the most, like, safe, never injured anybody else, as far as I know.
Damn.
Like, the most injury-free, consistent guy that will consistently get a reaction and consistently can take a loss and bounce right back from it for, like, 15 years.
Not only that, he has his own show. He does WWE PR.
His wife finds him.
Hot wife.
I mean,
he got a hot wife. He's winning.
Let's just keep it a buck, man. Maurice is bad.
French Canadian, and they don't make no ugly girls in Canada. Clearly,
the Miz, man. It feels funny to say the Miz is dope out loud, but the Miz is dope, man.
Miz is very dope.
It's very dope. He has one of the greatest promos of all time: the talking smack. Daniel Bryan.
Well, not even that, though. He has one of the greatest, like, reactions to him winning the title. Everybody knows the first time he won, that little girl that was mad as fuck. It's a legendary meme. It's a legendary meme in wrestling.
Legendary.
Yo, she had an interview with somebody recently, the mean girl, and she was like, she even said, like, yeah, Miz is low-key, like, Miz is great. She had a whole list of reasons why Miz is dope. This frowny face girl, 10 years later.
That would have been a t-shirt in this era, had that
happened. Hell yeah.
That would have been a t-shirt. Sure. They would have jumped on that.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, just thinking about him coming in as a joke, no one liking him, no one thinking he was serious, nobody thinking he could do this, and, like, to where he's continued to be. Like, you could put him at the top of the card or at the first match, and he'll still shine and do what he's supposed to do. And it's... You can't ask more than that. I think he's the MVP, you know, no pun intended,
of
WWE. Because, like, he's taking a little bit of time off, but even when he takes time off, it's for the brand. You know what I'm saying? It's like to go do a show. It's to go do another thing, which also puts more eyes on the brand. Like, he's at all sides, a business guy, in-ring, promo. Like, he's the complete, total package. And I just never thought I would ever say this.
It's somebody that's good at his job. Like, you have those people that really, like, hate their job and just are really nonchalant about their job and might even just suck at it and just can't get it. And then there are those people that are just really amazing at their job. And so whatever other things that WWE requires you to do other than just get the fuck beat out of you, he's doing exponentially on, like, a John Cena-ish level. So,
yeah.
That's why
he's 40 years old and he's never been injured.
Crazy.
That's nuts. Like, yo, you've been in the ring since 2003.
Did you guys see that he was seeing? There's rumors about him wanting to play Johnny Cage in the next Mortal Kombat movie.
He did say that, and I would actually, I would be down. I'm like,
I'd sign that petition.
I'm like, if all he would have to do is shed a little bit of weight, so get a little bit more lean, kind of heavy, and learn a little martial arts. They gonna, you know, put him in Australia 6 months, and you know he's good.
Bro, we went from 2 weeks ago on this show saying, oh, it's probably going to be Miz and Morrison against Bad Bunny and Archer.
Well,
and then it was like, and now he's champion.
I think that is still plausible because I believe that the Miz is going to end up dropping the title to Bobby Lashley. And I think Lashley's going to go to Mania to defend that against whoever. And because the plans that I've read on the dirt sheets is that the Miz is going to face Bad Bunny in either a singles match or a tag team match.
So, at Mania?
At Mania.
But that stuff changes. But
I know. I'm that's what the dirt sheets are saying right now.
I put that 2 weeks ago, and then I was like, yeah. So I was talking to my homie Push Play the DJ, and he was like, yeah, he thinks Miz is a transitional champ too. But that also speaks to what he can do. Like, he instantly elevates the division. He instantly elevates whoever he gives that belt to. So Lashley
makes sense because
he goes right.
If Lashley takes the title from him on Raw, then yeah, then he can go and still have the Bad Bunny feud at Mania if they do him and Damian Priest versus Miz and Morrison.
It does seem like that's not a bad move. I could accept either way. It would seem weird to go from world champ to be like, I'm gonna go fight this singer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get, that's the part of WWE that makes me mad when people are like,
unless Bad Bunny costs him the belt.
What's that?
Unless Bad Bunny interferes in his match and costs him the match.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny interferes in a world title match would be, I would flip.
That happens, Neo X's head is gonna explode.
He's gonna immediately turn the channel to AEW or New Japan.
No, I'm just gonna become Puerto Rican.
And
I'm telling you, man, watch it. I'm telling you, watch it happen.
Hey, nothing surprised me in WWE, man.
Nothing can surprise you. Like, look how quick the whole scene just shifted. So if this puts, I don't know if Lashley went in on Raw. I feel like they do have a pay-per-view before Mania, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Fastlane, I think.
Okay. Something. I feel like it could happen there, if anything. And then, end of the match.
Look, Bad Bunny don't even have to interfere in the actual match. He can just do something to Morrison on the outside of the ring that caused Miz to look away. You know?
Yeah. I think if Lashley wins it, we getting Bobby versus Brock.
Oh, man. That would be
get
so
out of here with that.
Brock,
that's what I heard
somebody say. We've wanted that forever, so it needs to happen.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That needs to happen. Bobby deserves it, and he deserves to go over, too. Like, I think, at this point, yeah.
Agreed.
I think that's what, if they get him the title, I think the only marquee matchup at Mania is him and Brock. But that's me fedoraing again. But you know, it could be Drew, but I just don't think that's a main.
Lashley is the Black Brock Lesnar.
Right, you've been saying that forever, Black Lesnar. Black Lesnar. Nah, but it. I don't know. I think Drew, like, much respect to Drew, and Drew does deserve his moment and another run, I think, but I don't know if Drew versus Bobby means anything. So I feel like they'll try to put Drew back in this scene, and then Sheamus will interfere, and then we get Drew and Sheamus for me.
Could be.
That's what I think. But I don't know. We're speculating a lot, which I'm enjoying. But let's get to what actually did happen. So on Raw, Miz comes out, tells you exactly what we just told you, is that he's a freaking legend, and you got to put some respect on his name because he's the GOAT. Or one of the coats. Bobby comes out. Mike Skills still a little man.
not there.
Bobby on the mic is just not money, but everything else is.
He's got those big ass eyes, and I just can't take him serious. He's just like,
I'm gonna hurt you, and it's gonna be awesome.
You got an hour or something.
You got an hour or something, or I'm gonna fight you, and it's gonna hurt.
You're gonna go hospital.
Okay. So, anyway, but then that happens. I thought they were gonna mess around and throw Braun back in the mix, and I'm like, So, quick thought on Braun Strowman today in 2021. What do y'all think? Did they just wait too long on Braun and now no one cares? Like, what's the issue?
He's the new Big Show.
Yeah, man, we all know Braun was caught at one point.
They got
point,
a new Big Show now.
Not anymore.
Yeah, Paul White's gone. He's the new. I think you're right. Like, it was too late. Like, we wanted him a long time ago. And then they just didn't do it. They didn't pull the trigger. So,
well, here's the thing. When they didn't pull the trigger on him, it was a lot of spectacle. And without the crowd, it's just not the same. Like, ripping doors off of cars and, like, all the stuff he was doing with Roman and everybody with the trucks and everything. Like, all that is real, like, oh, wow, he's a monster in person. But I don't think you can come across like that with no one there.
True. Yeah, that's another thing. I'm sure all this stuff we talk about on all the shows gets changed up because they're like, this isn't going to work with nobody there. You know what I mean? And Braun got, like, they stopped and started with him a lot last year. They threw him into the main event after, what happened? It was him and Goldberg last year at Mania. That was pretty forgettable.
Yeah, when Goldberg.
Man, it's been a lot. Ryle said it too. They played up the simpleton giant thing too much. So now, when you're
Remember when his sisters came on the show?
Oh my god. Yeah, it was so bad. Like, yeah, they tried to make him a human, and it's nah. If he's a giant, he's a giant, but can't be like a dumb giant. That's too much.
That's Braun.
Yeah, it's Braun. Rawr. So he's just kind of there now. Alright, what else happened on Raw before we move on? It was a very long time, but
Well, hey, you can't forget the grandiose appearance of Swamp Cooler, Dust Bunny, and the rest of the Retribution guys that made a failed appearance. Like, man, every time I see these dudes come out on screen with Ali, I'm like, this is just...
I knew he was talking about Retribution.
Stop, man, this is not good.
I mean, Ali is at his breaking point now. He's straight up like, I'm sick and tired of you guys. I'm carrying you guys
all around.
Like, all them dudes and Mia Yim are way bigger than Ali. So he's like pushing them around.
Hey, you gonna let this dude beat him up? It's crazy.
The boss or the leader or something is always the smaller guy. So, you know, that's not really a... anything. Yeah, it's always true. Like, why it's always, you know, like, why are all the big guys doing what the small guy tells them to do?
Pinky could mark the green, but he ain't gonna do it.
Hey, did y'all ever see the Mia Yim busted challenge video?
Yes.
Like, when she finally gets low, and then it's Keith Lee in the camera.
Yeah, like, what's up? I think maybe this will end the Retribution is what they're trying to do. I just hope so. I hope so. So if maybe they'll all just take their masks off and be like, I'm not doing this anymore. I don't know. But they need to scrap it. The whole
thing. It was funny though, because the initial group itself had a good premise, and then it just like fizzled out. Like, you know, we're a group that's upset with the normal WWE like status quo. We're here to flip it on its head, and guess what? You just get booked to not do any of that.
Right. We just signed you. We just decided to sign you, and now you ain't doing nothing.
Hey, Mia, what about your boy being on Raw? Garza.
Yeah, Angel. Garza had a great match against Damian Priest, though. To be honest, it was a superb match.
Good match. It really was.
But you know, can't get a
good finish, though. But you don't have no story right now.
No, because that's the weird thing. Like, he's supposed to be paired with Miz and Morrison, and he couldn't even come out to that. I mean, I get it. He had a match, but he could have had some more camera time, like, with them, whatever. But ultimately, I mean, it was a fantastic match, but it wasn't clean. There was another schmoz finish, because that's the norm. That's like the normal, the normal finishing pattern of WWE currently, with just distraction finishes and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's been disappointing. I mean, it's good to see him. And like you said, they did have a good match, but I want more for him, and hopefully we can get it at some point.
Yeah.
But
yo, Dragon said, Randy was caught with the black stuff.
Randy spit up black stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you for the raid. Randy got somebody got into Papa Shango's bag and found the black stuff. So we had Randy spitting up blood or blackness. I don't know what's going on.
It was fiend semen.
Yeah.
Wow.
So how do you think this happened? Like, do you like Alexa prayed for the curse because she was in that? In that seven star, like pentagram, in which she like maybe praying for the, for the divine destruction of Randy Orton.
Maybe. Where is this going, guys? Do you have any idea where this is going? What is happening right now?
That's kind of how I got an idea together.
So here's what's gonna happen. Randy Orton is gonna turn into the Fiend.
I don't like it. Don't like it.
You don't like it? He starts coming out, hey man, what's going on? You about to face the three most dangerous letters in sports entertainment.
NSP.
So like his essence, the Fiend's essence will be in him.
It's already in him. Via black stuff.
The black stuff.
Yeah, because the Fiend is supposed to be like dead or whatever and gone. I mean, he still remains in the ether, but Bray is gone. He don't have no vessel. I think they're gonna bring him back through Randy Orton.
So why not through Alexa? I mean, is that just not possible?
Because she's a woman.
God damn it. Small. Can't Sister Abigail Randy, I guess.
Do you think the Fiend is using like a symbiote to infect Randy Orton like Venom?
Yeah, you know what? That might be it. I think that they just watched the Venom movie. And like, that's it.
I can't even make the reference I want to make because none of y'all watch that shit. But for anybody watching on the various streaming services we're on, if you're familiar with Stargate SG-1 and you know what the Gwa'uld is, then it's similar thing to that.
It sounds like a Retribution character. Am I right, Rock?
Yes, it does.
Everything
it
sounds like
what was coming out of his mouth.
Anything could be. I mean, tin can could be a Retribution character. Plastic cup.
Like it would have been great if when Randy Orton was spitting up the black stuff, like if they showed him like running to like a bathroom or a locker room or something, and then like look in the mirror, see a Fiend's face, like stuff like that. That'd be dope tying to the storyline that they got going on. Because
and then he could overrule Ali, and he could lead Retribution and be black stuff. I don't know.
Black stuff. As long as he's not blackface.
No. God damn. I don't even think Orton would do that. I think Orton means well. So,
yeah.
I don't get racist vibes from Orton. So, I don't even think he would even approve of that.
Yeah, well, when we were watching that movie Friday, Gappa, the Trifibian Monster, they had these little
Japanese. He's also a member of Retribution.
Blackface, man. It was so disrespectful.
Was it?
Yeah. Japanese. It was like an indigenous. He was supposed to be like an indigenous person, like on the island, and you could tell it was like they gave him like an afro, and he's black face. I'm like, bro, this movie was made in 1960 something though, in Japan. you know, it was whack.
You know, I got to.
Well,
because I watched Ronin Warriors and all the Super Sentai shit.
All you got to do is load up my Twitch because it's in my archives. Follow the audio cues or the time cues, and it's like right there with us, bro. It's good. That's the premise.
I might have to fuck with y'all on that.
Yeah. I'm going to stop you again. It was fun. All right. So that was Monday. Then we got Wednesday. Let's jump into some AEW and then we'll come back to some NXT and we'll move forward. So AEW is rolling towards a pay-per-view.
Revolution.
I am a revolutionary.
And before that, we got a few, we also got the world title eliminator, women's world title match tournament happening. So the main event, though, we'll get to the rest, but we start off with the blockbuster news. Well,
it's Paul White.
Well, it's the end of the Big Show. Okay, we will never refer to him again as the Big Show. It's over. It's Paul White. Okay, we have to talk about this only because it happened. So I wasn't
instead of calling him the Big Show, we can call him the B Show.
The B Show. We got that.
That's he was B Show.
That's Curtis Axel in them.
B team.
Go.
So I saw this and I instantly in all caps responded to the group chat with no, I don't like this. I'ma just say, and then like we've been up and down
on both
of these companies for a time. I don't understand AEW's moves, man. I don't get it. You know, to quote Brock, who always says they promised us something new. They promised us something different. The stuff that they're giving us is not all something else, but this is not new. To me, it's not even blockbuster new. I don't know, man. I don't even know what to say. But
keep defending them.
Break it down. You gave us the full scoop. What is Paul White doing?
It's a chess move. It's a chess move.
What is Paul White doing with them?
Yeah, I feel like, I spoke briefly about this in our Matt Mania special report yesterday. But, of course, he's coming in. He probably won't be doing a lot of wrestling, but he will be doing some wrestling. But primarily, they're bringing him in as a backstage consultant. And he will be on commentary.
Yeah.
He's with supposed Tony Schiavone.
He's supposed to be an agent for the backstage.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he'll be on commentary with Tony Schiavone for a Monday night YouTube show. This is an extension of AEW Dark called AEW Dark Elevation. And so from what I understand about Elevation is...
What is it called? The Big Big Show Show?
So it's cool because they're saying that the AEW Dark Elevation is going to put, you know, the best and brightest of new talent up against some like well-known names in the independent circuit that may not necessarily be tied to a contract or anything like that. Like, we've been seeing little glimpses of that on Dark from time to time, because I don't think that Terrence and Terrell are officially signed to AEW, but they've been on there damn near every week. And we've had a few other appearances and things like that sporadically, so I feel like they're continuing that trend.
It also opens it up to where, you know, they're actually going to come and treat, you know, independent contractors like independent contractors. So that means they'll be able to hire, you know, independent workers, come in and do a match, get a payday, get some T recognition, and maybe come back if they do well. Or maybe they come back if they if the crowd response is big for it. I think it's going to be an overwhelming, light in the independent wrestling, spectrum, if you will.
Absolutely. Another point that I made, think about it like this. Chess move, you're not necessarily going to be able to completely knock out something like a Monday Night Raw, but they now have two shows that are accessible to a bigger audience. Like
for everybody, free.
Exactly. I was just about to say, everybody don't have cable, so we can't get USA. Some people may be able to watch the after stream, but other than that, nah. Two YouTube shows, quality YouTube shows. Me and Neo express how much we love AEW.
That you can only watch while it's live, or is it going to be able to be?
No, just like Dark, you can watch it live, or you can watch it after the stream is done. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's something new. And I did kind of specify that. Also, we've never seen Big Show on commentary in life. That's something new. So it's like
that's very true. I never remember Big Show doing any form of commentary other than just guest, being like a third wheel.
Exactly. So when we make the argument about AEW promising us something new, they're giving us, completely viral content of like quality. And on top of that, a weekly show. Yeah, I mean, yes and no. Yes and no. It's not completely on the back of legends. It's actually on the back of people that still got growing to do. People like Cody Rhodes. People like the Bucks. People like Hangman.
Jericho.
Jericho would be if there's any one legend that they're
I think they compounded like to make the most of what they were probably paying him for.
Well, imagine this, right? Let's say Monday Night Show comes around. A lot of the wrestling companies are in Florida. Some are in that East Coast. Maybe Impact people come on Elevation. Maybe even Dark. Maybe we get some MLW people coming through because again, they're independent contractors. They can source. All these other talents who, are just going to come in, get a payday for doing a match. And if they do well, they can come back. There's no contract, so to speak. Actually treat them like independent contractors.
Will we see Kay Jackson in an AEW ring?
That's the thing. Like the possibilities are endless with Elevation,
Okay.
Alexander Hammerstone in an AEW.
It's
open up a lot of cool possibilities of dope matches. Indies getting the dope shot. And so that's cool. It gives them like a proving ground,
AEW Dark is already dope. And then you just throw this at us.
I got a shout out Marcos who said he doesn't feel like YouTube is the wave for a company as big as AEW or as big as they're trying to be.
Marcos, I have to respectfully disagree. On the contrary, this is how everybody's absorbing content now. Motherfuckers are on YouTube in a heartbeat. Ain't nobody.
And that's the thing. I don't really know anybody who takes the time to say, it's 8 o'clock. I'm going to watch this show, because it's like, I'm going to stream it or I'm going to DR it, Well, yeah, old guy. So.
Yeah, I watched the A show, NXT.
So like I get it, and I actually try to watch like all the shows, but there's just so much wrestling.
Like getting a news of a new show feels like more work for me. Like it literally is now. We're doing a wrestling podcast. So AEW Dark, I feel could have already covered what was already being done. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but have you watched AEW Dark?
Being said,
nope.
That's so what
you darker are always
you got nothing to stand on because you haven't even seen the product.
But look, AEW Dark is always available, but I don't even watch it.
There's too many people talking, Cal. I don't understand you.
Go ahead, T.
Okay, so AEW Dark is available all the time, but I don't even watch it. Like, I don't go back and watch it when I miss it, like anything. I know it's there, but I don't watch it. I feel like if they're doing a new YouTube show, they would almost benefit from it being streamed live and you have to watch it at a certain time. And they would really benefit from doing like OWCW, where they do it a half an hour before Raw starts. So if it's an hour show, then they're pulling away audience to say, oh, you know, maybe I want to watch this right now for this other half an hour while they bullshitting over here on Raw. That would be smarter than throwing up something that you can watch whenever, because look at Rock. Rock, do you ever go watch Dark? Mega Ran, do you ever go watch Dark?
No.
Nobody goes and watch that shit.
If I hear like a real fire match happens,
I watch it.
I'll tune in. But
because you care about it.
You know, Shonik even said it, like, Dark is like match after match after match after match.
And see, I like that, though. I don't need the storyline and all that. I just want to get it cracking.
I like pay-per-views more than weekly Raws. Like, I just want to see matches. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel. So, to me, I should like it, but that's not how I'm used to consuming my wrestling content, to me personally. I'm not used to doing it that way.
And I think ultimately, yeah, like you hit the nail on the head, it comes down to preference, because I can throw on Dark while I'm washing the dishes or while I'm doing the laundry and not have to be 100% invested, you know, or I can watch Dark while I'm at work a little bit, you know, and because I, you know, because it's readily accessible, it's easily accessible. So therefore, I can.
It's hard for me to personally, watch a wrestler that I'm not invested in. Just throw it on, like, hey, watch these guys.
I can take the time to do that because it's there. You know,
just like what Teek is saying, like we're not invested in these guys because they're trying to prove themselves, so they don't have a story. So it's, and they're not being fully real and upfront about the win loss records at this point. So. Watching a guy who has a bunch of wins doesn't mean he's about to go get a title shot, you know? So to me, the system is a little flawed for me to get invested in.
What are you talking about, the win-loss records?
I don't think
or that, Dark.
Bro, we got play-in matches happening on AEW. Win this tournament and you get a title shot. Why is that happening when you have power rankings and records? They're having
said something about Dark and not having rankings on Dark.
We're having four-way tag matches to determine who gets the title shot next and who gets the TNT shot next. Like, why is that happening if you have wins and losses in power rankings?
Because those power rankings are grouped close together that they need the next person who wins then gets the title opportunity because the rankings are so close.
Hmm. I don't know. To me, that feels like them following what WWE does. And it's the one thing I don't like about what WWE does. It's like, you want a title shot? Go win this Fatal 4-Way. You know what I mean? It's like, what? How y'all getting the Fatal 4-Way? You know what I mean? I don't feel like they're being as, like, sticking as close to what's happening with these records as they should be. So, therefore, you're getting these play-ins and rumbles and all these other things happening that...
I know that you're more watching wrestling than the rest of us, so you might be more involved in these guys' stories or know where they came from before AEW Dark and things like that. But sometimes when I throw that stuff on, it's just like, hey, it's Jack from down the street versus your neighborhood fry cashier. And I'd be like, okay. why am I watching this?
Alright, that's a little much.
I can see this fight on a random corner in Mesa.
I've never felt like, yo, if you're not watching Dark, the next star is happening there and he's going to wind up going up again the title shot. I've never felt that way. That's why I haven't turned back into Dark. So
you've never turned into Dark, period.
I felt that way about a couple of people that actually did end up going to the quote unquote main roster of AEW. I felt that way about Lee, was Lee Top, Johnson?
Yeah,
and Big Shotty Lee, and now he's in Nightmare Family with Cody Rhodes and them. And Top Flight.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, man, you know, there's been a couple of them that really, you know, that really broke through, and some just play both just because they like wrestling. They want to do another match, so then they throw them on Dark too.
That's fair. I mean, I need to watch it more, but I feel like they haven't, to me, and that's just my opinion of why I haven't watched it, is that I haven't felt like the stakes have mattered as much. I felt like guys can rack up wins, but
I think ultimately you hit the nail on the head. Like, it's just, if you like, you know, watch, you want to watch.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why this podcast, you know, gets very spirited, because G1 and I may feel some type of way, and you guys may feel some type of way about it, you know, and that it is what it is, you know.
I'm glad I can talk about it until I'm blue in the face. Quoted you, because I'm showing it down below. I'm glad he quoted you of saying you watch dark while you're washing dishes.
Mm-hmm.
I watch Raw on 10 times speed just to see what's going to happen. So, like, that's almost like saying that. Or I watch the highlight version where they clip every 6 seconds and fly it forward and show me 2 hours and 30 minutes. So,
but I'm watching it. Like, I'm.
Are you, though?
Yeah, this? I am. Because that's the thing. Like, that's how I consume wrestling now. I've watched so much wrestling. I get wrestling. I know what wrestling is. And if there's a move that, like, got a big pop...
Neo watches wrestling like an old white man listening to baseball. He just needs to listen to it. He doesn't have to watch it.
Plus, with YouTube, all I got to do is hit 10 seconds back, and I could just watch it again. Like,
while they're shouting out moves, he's just imagining them in his head. I can picture that supersita.
If it's a good move, they're going to show the replay.
Yeah. Riley said WWE Raw Turbo Edition for you, Rand.
Right. Yo, I started watching podcasts at 1.5 speed, or listening to podcasts at 1.5 speed. Changed my life, yo. Like, I just don't have time. So it's like, yo, if your podcast is 4 hours,
I'm going
1.5 speed.
Because at this point, it just, you know, again, personal preference, you know. And I think I'm just blue in the face now. So you know what?
No, I'm sorry. I feel like
shut the hell up. Don't talk to me anymore. Right. Move on to the next segment. Beating,
I feel like
holy
we're
shit.
So I'm gonna stop.
Whoa.
Rock, you got some breaking news?
Tits?
Non-wrestling related. Non-wrestling related.
Who's got it?
Okay.
This is a verified. But I also wanna
verified tweet.
This is non-wrestling related. This is a verified tweet from Bruno Mars. We locked in and made
Bruno
an album.
Mars
the
and
band is called Silk Sonic. The first song drops Friday, the 5th of March. The band is Bruno Mars Anderson Paak, hosted Pac. By Bootsy Collins.
Oh!
Yeah. And the Soul Sonic Chorus.
Thanks for them, too.
Yo, that's
I just
big.
Seen that right before that you dropped. Said something, Rock. I just seen somebody in Discord talking about that.
That's crazy.
Yo.
That is freaking huge. And that's funny. My mom would just ask me, like, what's Bruno Mars been up to? I was like, he's
now we know.
He's chilling. But now we know.
Yo, that's going to be funky. Huge. That's going to be dope.
Yeah, I like that.
That's going to be sexy. It's going to be everything that you... That's going to be fun. Like, that album going to get played for the next 10 years straight. They knew what the fuck they was doing.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Man.
All right, so let's move on. Next time.
Yeah, we'll move forward.
Put a bow in it, Teague. What you got? Last point.
When I was watching Dark with G1, some dudes came out dressed up like bears, and I think that's some shit you got to ease somebody into.
Yeah, country. Bear country, so.
Bear country. I fuck with bear country. Hold on. These some big Jeff Cobb-sized motherfuckers. They finisher is the one guy gets on the top rope. He puts. They both big dudes. So one big dude got the other big dude on his shoulders. Comes off the shoulders. Big and splashes. Like, ow.
Wow.
Like, and they did this to this really small individual. I felt so bad for his rib cage after that. And that AEW ring sound like it's a big metal plank under that motherfucker. Like, that shit don't sound.
I know, but I'm just saying, when you see some dudes dressed up like bears, you need a story behind that. You can't just come out dressed up like a bear.
Well, that's fair, but there's this dude in a demon or dragon mask called Luchasaurus that comes out every week.
And every episode they talk about how he's a dinosaur. They never talk about how he's a man. They make it a point to try to convince you that he is a dinosaur. So at least they have consistently said, hey, he's from the Cretaceous period. Like this guy, I mean, this dinosaur, you know, like, I need something, man.
Listen,
did you see these bears and skin them? Are you half bear, half man? Like man, bear, pig? Man, bear, pig.
We need to buy it.
If we didn't know shit about Luchasaurus, I think at the point of him doing a combination of choke slams and Power Rangers kicks in the ring, I'm good. I don't really care. Just all motherfucker can go. I'm good. It's cool.
Yeah.
All I need.
Okay, so let's get into some NXT, shall we?
NXT.
I did see some highlights, so I just want to pick off a few things that I saw. Like, one was Swerve beating the crap out of
Swerve and laying out.
Yeah.
What is... Yo, like... I think Teak said, is Leon Ruff the new, like, Spike Dudley? Like, yeah. The way he's just getting tossed around. Like, he took some bumps, dog.
I wouldn't take that move. You can't just say you're going to throw me backwards, upside down, on the edge of the apron. And I'm like, sure, let's go do that. Nah.
And somebody's going to run and kick me in my motherfucking face. Like, no.
I'm good. He straight up did a running
Kung
he did a claymore kick. Damn near. Like, it was bad.
That was bad. It really was, man. That was just, wow. I was like, what? Why did you? You didn't have to do that. Like, all right. So,
it looked great on TV. You can't say.
Oh, yeah. It looked great. It looked great.
You got to check out Swerve's Twitter page because he did one of them wasted memes on him.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, he did do that. I did see that. He put it on his Instagram, too. Really, I seen it. Into it.
Mm-hmm. He's going hard into it. All right, so any other highlights y'all saw from NXT you want to talk about?
Just my broken heart.
We had a debut. Zoe Stark had a match against Io Shirai. She's a new NXT superstar. They made her look really strong.
Didn't she wrestle last week?
What's that?
Didn't she just wrestle last week?
She may have, you know, she did wrestle last week and then she got a title.
Yeah.
Not a
title shot, she had like this out. Really shitty GTS looking thing.
It wasn't as bad as homies in AEW company, though, but.
Really? Because she totally whiffed it.
Yeah. Well, so did your guy.
Your girl did it on her debut.
Hey guys, calm down. They were both bad.
They both were bad. It's okay.
That's all right.
Listen,
it was a good match. We also saw Adam Cole, and I'm pretty sure G1 wants to chime in because
I want to talk
further
about
the destruction of the Undisputed Era, man. Is happening before our very eyes, man. Because Adam Cole, you know, gave good old Rodney a nut shot,
cold blooded.
Yeah, man. Adam Cole is on his own, baby.
Whole world, cold world.
Adam Cole's living in a telenovela right now, like. He's stirring the pot like.
You know what? I don't even have enough weed directly in front of me to curb my depression that the Undisputed Era is falling apart like this. But at the same,
link up with Finn.
But listen, we talked about that. At the same time, though, it's like knowing Adam Cole. If you've watched indie Adam Cole before. Did you kind of see this coming? Cause I feel like Adam Cole is about to be booked into like solo stardom and motherfuckers ain't gonna know until it really starts happening.
Like, it's getting close to the point where it's time that Adam Cole makes a transition.
That's what I'm saying.
As bad as that might be for him, because, you know, they don't do the NXT guys right in the main roster very often.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot left that Adam Cole can do. In NXT.
In NXT. That's true. You know? That's true. He can go to Raw.
Bottom line, though.
He won. Did they pull at your heartstrings when you saw them hug? You thought, oh, maybe it make. They gave you that one last bit of it was a chance?
Nah, because it was Cole and Strong out there by themselves. And like I said, I've been watching Cole for a long ass time. I knew that shit. I'm like, it's. Oh, I'm like, so it's gonna
you,
be.
So
a,
you knew he was a snake in the grass, is what you?
Yeah,
said.
Like a motherfucker. I'm like, it was. I'm like, it's either gonna be a super kick, or he gonna off the ropes do the last shot, or it's gonna be some. I'm like, there's just gonna be no hug moment. Nah. So I seen that coming. I lost Marco hope a long time
it.
Ago.
Mark said it in the chat. Like he's done this on Evolve. He's done this in ROH. When he joined
right.
Bullet Club,
it would have been better. I mean, if they would have had Roderick Strong turn on him after the hug. That would have been like
the undisputed.
Okay.
Bottom line is bottom line is title. Bullet Club is fine. Bullet Club is fine. They're fine.
That's the main point you need to get.
Bullet Club is fine.
Real quick, I know we're in NXT. I just want to. As far as what I've seen and what I've heard, I just want to—I can't not recognize what I thought was the best match of this week. And if you guys didn't see it, the main event of Dynamite, which was amazing, Lance Archer versus Rey Fénix.
Hell yeah!
Fire match, super dope. Ow. So, I did not catch everything on NXT, so I would love to know what was the best match of the night.
I really enjoyed Loomis and Mano.
Nobody mentioned the Grizzled Young Veterans attacking that new team.
MSK. MSK.
Yeah. MSK.
They let it in over. They still want some.
Yeah.
Like they were doing a backstage interview and they got attacked from behind by the Grizzled Young guys.
All right, well, that
Karrion Kross and Santos house. I had like a no holds bar match.
That was NXT was a pretty popping show.
Santos took the Doomsday Saito through the announce table. It looked gorgeous. It was off the steel steps through the announce table, flat out on his neck. Like it would look brutal. I'm like, hell yeah, I want to see Karrion Kross doing more shit like this.
Now mind you, this is for like a
Scarlet.
It was for a non-title match, right?
Trying to get the title. Like, what is he doing?
It was a non-title match.
Title for some reason.
that's what I couldn't wrap my head around. Like, why is he trying to make a way to play for it?
Yeah, why is a non-cruiserweight beating up the cruiserweight champ?
I mean, I could see it where it kind of like. You know, it helps elevate Santos because in the commentary, they're saying like Santos can go up against anybody, cruiserweight, heavyweight, middleweight. Santos can do it. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it could take the cruiserweight title in a sense. But then again, it's still the cruiserweight title to the moon.
He can't have that title. He can beat up the guy, but he can't get that belt.
Yeah.
No touching.
Weird. That is weird.
Now, speaking of NXT real quick, we do have to acknowledge one thing. So, this was part of my special report yesterday. Something cool happened. The Performance Center brought in a class of 18.
Yep. I thought it was 30.
Was it? I could have sworn it was 18, but
I thought it was 30.
It might be more, but long story short, this class in particular is their largest class that they've ever recruited, and out of those, from what I understand, 18, because even I'm looking at the list, out of those 18, 10 of those are women. Who was one of those women, you ask, ladies and gentlemen? The beautiful
La Güera Loca,
the beautiful and talented Kira Forrester, who we know as Taya Valkyrie.
These women are not signed. These 10 women are just at the Performance Center. Are they trying to get
there when they announce them like that, they're in. They're reporting to the Performance Center. That means they have a contract. They're in there.
That's too many women. 10 women.
Yeah, listen, many. they make good use of them. So it is what it is. Also, another
women's show in a second.
Hell yeah. Of course, another one that we already know, Sean Ricker, who we've known for the longest, is Eli Drake, who has debuted on NXT Vengeance Day as LA Knight.
He came back.
So he's definitely one of those,
Eli Drake too.
Recruits.
Who is that guy? Like, I don't really, I know the name, but.
He's from Impact.
He's too fair skinned to be calling himself LA Knight. He should have been something else.
Also, We got it. And there was a couple of independent signees, but one I'm really excited to see, actually came out of the world of, college football, but wrestling lineage. Bronson Rick Steiner, who's the 23-year-old son of Rick Steiner. So obviously he's Scott Steiner's nephew. 6 feet, 230 pounds. He's an All-American running. He was an All-American running back for Kennesaw State University in Georgia.
6'3", 230?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, he's a fucking walking muscle.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Like, yep. All-American.
Yeah, you should join Bear Country.
That was just
the dancing bear.
Yep, but yeah, so obviously, you know, he had his family lineage. He said, from what I understand, I think he did one like independent match prior to him like getting recruited or something like that, to where he was booked to win, and everybody said he looked really good. I have to find that match, but that's really cool that we get some family lineage of the Steiner brothers. We haven't gotten that yet, so I look forward to seeing what Bronson is capable of here.
You know? Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got. And there's Steiners, for sure. So.
And there's a long list of others who got signed as well. Of course, you guys can always just go to WWE Performance Center.
Big ass dude. Holy,
you see him? You see him?
God damn!
He got his uncle jeans.
He's got like 70 abs.
I think he got his. I think he got his uncle's dealer too.
72.
He's got 72 abs, bro.
Tyler, if you hear me.
Oh man, that ain't right. God, if he can wrestle, holy shit.
Oh, he did some wrestling in college. So he was on the wrestling team. He just went All-American in football, but he was on the wrestling team. So he does have some collegiate wrestling.
He was actually on the Ravens practice squad.
Yes. Yeah, he did. He went to the NFL.
Okay. I'm with him, man. He's a big ass motherfucker.
Yeah, he's something serious. I look forward to seeing what he's capable of.
So, we got to put some respect on LA Knight's name, or his formal name, Eli Drake. Former champion. He was NWA tag champ with James Storm. He is Impact World champ. He's done a lot. Tag champ with Scott Steiner in Impact, in fact. So you got to put some respect on the man formerly known as Eli Drake's name. I thought, I would have imagined maybe he sold this name to somebody else, or somebody else made it for him. I would assume when you come in with a name that you've kind of built and won titles with, you wouldn't just get your name taken away. But, WWE wants to own it. So, LA Knight, he is.
You think they're going to promote and book this Rex Steiner dude as a
Steiner lady? You know, of course they are.
I hope so.
Of course they are.
They might just make him a freak and be like,
So he would be a second generation?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no other family lineage of the Steiner brothers in wrestling, period. Yeah. So this is the first.
That'll be dope.
And it's definitely he's pretty convincing. Got one hell of a background, criminal justice degree on top of that.
You sure one of Scott Steiner's muscles never jumped off and started a wrestling career of their own?
Scott Steiner's left pec has joined the Performance Center.
Oh, man.
What
else we got to get into before we wrap this one up?
Eli Drake got fired from, was it Impact? Because he was supposed to wrestle, no, not Impact, somewhere else.
He was doing the NWA thing for a second.
He got fired because he had an intergender match booked with Tessa Blanchard, and he didn't want to wrestle against a woman, and he thought intergender wrestling was trash and not necessary. So he made a lot of comments about that, as well as Impact's treatment of him. He then got fired right after that. So intergender wrestling, I know that's not a thing anymore in WWE, and I guess I haven't seen it in AEW ever. So what are your thoughts on it, and is it necessary?
I was about to say something, but I'm not going to say it on the main show. I don't want to get us.
Well, they do actually do it, but only in the women's favor. They only let women beat up men nowadays, and that's okay.
Well, right? I know what you're going to say.
Leave it alone, G1. Leave it alone.
I just want to know why that's okay. If you're going to do intergender wrestling, you do it.
Yeah, they'll show a woman slapping a dude, but they won't necessarily,
Not just FM, Nia Jax. I mean, well, Nia Jax takes a RKO every now and then, but that's another story about how they treat her.
Yeah, it's true.
And her whole.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with intergender matches, but I'm not necessarily a huge fan of them. So,
well, let me ask you this, Grant.
Yeah.
Intergender match. Let's say, for whatever reason, it's Brock Lesnar versus
Nia Jax's hole.
No. Let's just say Brock Lesnar versus, you know, it's for Nia Jax. And all it is Brock Lesnar suplex sitting Nia Jax. You want to watch that?
No.
Okay.
No. All right. I mean, what do him and Goldberg do? They wrestle for 3 minutes and just run around. So.
Right. I'm just saying, that's a man versus man. That's a man versus man. But watching a dude destroy a woman.
Yeah.
Who wants to watch that?
Because then you got to do the F5, and you know he got to lift up, and then Fireman's K, he's grabbing her by, you know.
Yo, he can F5 her. If he was F5 in cattle, he can F5 Nia. Stop trying to act like he's too heavy, G1.
I'm saying you gotta grab her.
You know, not that I want to talk about Joey Ryan on here, but there's been a lot of mess with Joey Ryan too, and you know, and he made a lot of women feel uncomfortable. So, you know,
nasty fuck.
So yeah, like you just never know how many dudes might decide to take liberties. You know what I mean? Like I've seen a lot of weird stuff, like from back in the day. If you look at any of them old, like. Intergender matches, you're like, oh, this ain't necessary. Like, smacking them on the butt or something crazy.
Shauna, I'm so Shauna.
Right, God, but we're so far removed from that chat stuff.
So yeah, sometimes I wonder, like, all right, how much of this were they okay with, or how much just happened in the midst of, you know, a match? So, but it can be entertaining. But yeah, I don't know. Either way. Neil posted the link in the chat, Tony Deppen versus Trisha Dora, which I'll check it out.
Let me ask you this. Were you entertained by that triple threat match that just happened on, I think it was Raw, with the wine dude and
Carmella Sommelier?
Yeah, that guy.
No.
Like, it was five women in the match and just him.
His name is,
and
they didn't, his name he is was Reginald. In the match
just to be a joke.
Say his name.
Respect on his name.
Yeah, respect his name. Respect Reginald. But no, because he's nobody. Like, but you know, if they threw Ricochet in there, would you watch it? I'd be curious. You know?
Hey, Ricochet's gotta
with
be some of it over finish, these days, man.
With that same finish, since when is somebody getting drop kicked and landed on another person pin worthy? Nia Jax should have threw that fool off of her.
I mean, I'm sure Reginald, you know, you don't get to where you are without having some talent. So I don't know his story. Yeah,
Lucha Vandross. I love that. Lucha Vandross. Greatest.
That's a great name.
Shout out.
Oh, no, I'm sure he's got talent. I'm still speaking on the intergender stuff. I'm just saying, if you're not going to do it right, then why play with it? Because that's not fun to watch.
You mentioned a squash. I don't want to see a squash where there's two dudes, two aliens, two women. Men and women. I don't want to see a squash. So
I want to see Brock Lesnar versus an alien.
I'm not too bad.
Brock Lesnar versus the one thing from Independence Day.
Yeah.
That'd be fire. It's the only time I give a shit about Brock Lesnar at this point. But yeah.
All right.
Do you think Brock Lesnar could have got Yokozuna?
What?
Do you think Brock could have got Yokozuna in the F5? Yeah.
He got Rikishi up. He could have got Rikishi.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he could have got him up. He'd give him a little help. He'd hold on to him.
Yeah, Yoko would help that.
Yeah, he could do it.
Man, Brock gonna get a hernia.
I mean, it might hurt, but he would help him.
He gonna have a hernia.
He's just out here in his part time. He's moving houses and shit. He's like, you need help with that house? I can F5 it for you. Put it up here.
Right. I got 10% battery, boys. What are we doing?
All right, we are finishing up, but Wixie made a great point. I think for intergender to work, she said there has to be plot or logical reasoning. You know, otherwise, just a dude against a girl doesn't always make a lot of sense. So if this story calls for it, so be it. So I'd watch it. If it's not good, I'm not going to enjoy it. And I think what you should be thinking as well. If you enjoy wrestling, you watch it. If you don't enjoy it, you don't have to watch it. There's 70 million other wrestling shows to watch. So, you know, try your best to keep up. But if not, we'll be here for you. This is the Matt Mania Podcast. Yeah. And you know how we do. We love to give you, you know, our perspectives on crazy things in the world of wrestling and beyond. If you agree or even disagree, please let us know. Send us some fan mail. Send us an email, mattmaniapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Also, I think we're going to get out of here, but do we have a burial this week? Anybody got a burial?
Ted Cruz again.
Ted Cruz again? I mean, why not?
I do got a snack.
All right.
Mad Mania snack of the week.
Yes, yes. Snack of the week. This week's snack of the week is going to go out to a victorious UFC fighter who I watched fight this past Saturday night. Her name is Pollyanna Viana. She's Brazilian. She put hands on this girl, and she cute. And Rock is a fan, so snack of the week. Pollyanna Viana from the UFC.
Please. Veronica said your 5% battery is the burial.
You're gonna bury your battery.
That's okay.
You know you got to charge before we get started.
I did. I was at like 68%.
Okay.
For whatever reason, like when this app or this thing we used to record, it kills my battery. Because I did like a 2-hour Zoom call on Sunday and problems.
Huh, maybe it, this thing probably does.
It's a lot.
Computer. I don't use
it. I'm at 17% in draining as well, so.
You'll be good to go this weekend.
That's right.
All right. So Ted Cruz was, we could always bury Ted Cruz again.
Always.
I'm going to bury Uncle Joe.
Y'all just going to take him out the grave and bury him again?
My stimulus comes. Nah, it's fine. I'm sure it's coming, but Brock F5-ing Ted Cruz, I would pay money for that.
Fucking right. Pay-per-view,
I'd be wearing them.
So I mean, we can keep it. We can keep it political 2 weeks in a row. I say this government needs to hurry up, get us a stimulus, kill student loan debt.
Give me my money.
I've
never gotten a stimulus check.
People out of jail that have marijuana offenses and get it done.
And then Patreon, we're going to talk about what we're going to spend that stimulus on.
I actually have something I'm thinking about buying, but I want to see what y'all think about it.
Yep. Yeah, save it for Patreon.
Yes. Yeah. We are going to Patreon. So, folks, thank you once again for myself. For Rock Knowledge, G1 to the Rescue, Teak Hall, and the Neo X. We are the Mad Mania Podcast. We appreciate you for being here. Directly following is, as always, a Patreon-only episode. So if you are on Patreon, go on over there right now and hear some exclusives. If not, you can hang around, but we won't be here. Anyway, as always, folks, you know what to do. Keep your shoulders off
the mat.
Peace, y'all.
Let's go.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.